Welcome to the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Today, Tetsuya Takahashi, composer for Starship Troopers Invasion and Starship Troopers Traitor of Mars, as well as multiple animated programs, discusses his passion for music and how external factors helped to hone his true path. Plus, later on today's show, Mr. Takahashi, with help from Sony Pictures Japan, provides exclusive access to one of his pieces that he composed for this franchise. Right now, let's speak with Mr. Tetsuya Takahashi.
Hi, I'm Tetsuya Takahashi, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Hi, Mr. Takahashi. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
It's my honor to join your program. It's my pleasure.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
幼少の頃はですね、あの、歌うことがとても好きでした。
In my childhood, I really liked music, especially singing. When I was a child, there were many TV programs about superheroes, such as Ultraman and Kamen Rider, Masked Rider. And I sang the theme songs of those TV animations like crazy every day. Not only TV animations, but any theme songs of hero TV programs, as far as I remember. I think everyone knows Godzilla. There was a series of Godzilla movies then. Mr. Akira Ifukube was the songwriter and the composer of the BGM for Godzilla. And I really liked the theme song for Godzilla. So I sang it over and over again. I think that was my formative experience of music.
とても好きで歌っているという感じでしたね。
Please, tell us about your musical studies and training.
実は、あまりアカデミックな音楽、妹が作った
。To be honest, I almost never had academic music education in my life. In fact, when I was little, there was my baby sister's piano in my house, an upright piano. On it, I started playing my original songs, and I played them in my own unique way. Later, in elementary school, I became a member of a brass band club and played trombone. Maybe that was the only time that I learned something about music in an academic way at an early age. Otherwise, I learned music on my own.
初めての頃だったような気がします。あとはずっともう独学で、やってきました。
How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
まあ学生時代からまあ、ロックバンドを中心にそうですね4つ5つ、まあ、その中でもなんか賞を取ったりですねなんかデビューをしてみない
When I was a high school student, I was involved in 4 or 5 projects with different groups. Those groups were mainly rock bands, and they wrote songs and sang for the groups. Sometimes we got a prize, and sometimes we got an offer to make a debut with some music company. But I was just vaguely doing music activities. And what was in my mind back then was some ambiguous wish to have an occupation somehow related to music someday, to become someone who writes songs or makes arrangements and does chorus parts sometimes. To become someone who works behind the scenes was the only image I had of my future. One day, a guy came up and asked me if I was interested in making a debut as a singer. I hesitated at the first moment, but soon I thought, this would be a great chance to give myself a try, so I decided to accept this offer. In 1996, I made a debut as a singer with Toshiba EMI. Consequently, after 2 years' trial, I was fired. In other words, my singing couldn't make money at all. In such a way, my singer-songwriter period was ended. It was a sad result, but personally, this experience gave me a chance to ignite myself. My vision of my music career got clearer, and I could straighten myself up. Since my singing career finished, my goal had changed from singer-songwriter to a composer who writes songs for commercials or for other artists and makes arrangements of songs. So for me, the experience of making a debut and tryout became my turning point and gave me a serious attitude toward my music career as a composer. To tell the truth, I yearned for songwriting work seriously. But because I knew it wasn't an easy dream to achieve, my mind was not always headed straight toward a music career when I was young. But I really liked music and singing, and I couldn't keep myself away from it. I was always writing songs or thinking about new music and kept singing whenever I could find a place to sing. And I kept being true to myself, and such ways led me to myself today. That's how I feel now.
ただまあ、音楽も歌うこともずっと好きだったので、それをずっと続けていたら、なぜかここにいたっていう、そんな実感です。はい。
For more, please visit jpopexchange.net. Right now, as promised, here's a great musical composition courtesy of Tetsuya Takahashi that he composed for the Starship Troopers franchise. This is a J-Pop Exchange exclusive. For the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio, this is Sean Bird signing off. Take care, and I'll see you next week.